Baby, can I come in? Yeah, I know. It's been about an hour of deafening silence. I think I'm a lot calmer now, though. Can we please talk? Babe, come on. Look, I know you're mad right now. And I also know that you like to take some time for yourself after an argument, just to clear your mind and whatever, but still, you can't just shut me out. Don't you think that this hurts me too? I don't like arguing with you. Ever. It's the worst thing in the world. We were supposed to watch Christmas movies and eat our chocolate-covered strawberries together. Somehow we ended up ruining the night. Baby, you're not seriously still mad at me over Oliver, are you? He's just my coworker. Yeah, he is flirty and definitely not so respectful towards my relationship. And trust me, I'm always putting him in his place. You know that I would never entertain someone else. I care about our relationship too much. About you. And I know that this whole thing makes you uncomfortable. Rightfully so, but... Babe, what can I do? The only thing I can do is ignore him. And I need you to do the same. Baby, come on, let me see that smile, the smile that I love so much, please? What is it gonna take for me to make this better? I know I didn't do anything wrong, but I don't like seeing you all upset. Especially not over something so stupid. I mean, we're constantly talking about this. And I don't like seeing you all upset. You're not? I don't believe that. Okay, well, if you're not, then show me the smile that I love. Yes, the smile. I'm waiting. Still no smile? God, you're so stubborn. Do I have to get on this bed and kiss you all over until you finally forget about this entire thing? I'm gonna take that as a yes. Come here. I've missed you. Why do we have to argue? Oliver's not worth any of your thoughts, my love. I know that you get all jealous when you see someone else flirting with me. I'd do the same if I was in your place. It's a cute look. I love seeing how much you care about me. Well, what you don't know is that he has absolutely nothing on you. Nothing on my baby. And honestly, I wasn't expecting him to act the way he did. But I'm glad you came with me to the office party. The holiday party would not be the same without you. I never want to hide anything from you. And I love when you join me in my work events. I'd prefer spending time with you over my coworkers any day of the week. Not to mention how fucking good you look in this outfit. I mean, ooh-wee. My coworkers sure were jealous. Their eyes were all on you. Not just trying to butter you up. It's the truth. You look so sophisticated and put together. It's hot. I mean, you look good no matter what you wear, but something about this outfit, I just love it. You smell so good, too. Your skin is so soft. Put me on your skincare routine, babe. What's that? Use my skincare? I'm gonna pretend that I didn't just hear you say that. Now that I happen to think about it, I've been wondering where my moisturizer's going. You little thief. You could have just asked. Oh? Was that a laugh I heard? So was. You're smiling. Finally. Oh, baby. I love it when you smile. Don't try to hide it now. I already caught it. Don't look away either, or I'm gonna pout. Oh, you know I will. Much better. You look good any time of the day, but especially when you're looking at me with a smile on your lips. So, does that mean that we're somewhat okay now? We're getting there. I'll take that. You know you're eventually gonna give in completely. You can't say no to these kisses. Yeah, sure. Let's act like I don't know you at all, babe. I'll have a chat with Oliver. If he doesn't want to respect the fact that I'm in a very happy and healthy relationship, then I don't want to work with him. Shh, don't worry about it. I'll figure something out. All that matters now is that the party's over and you and I are alone. Finally, not arguing. And finally, you're giving me a few kisses back. God, I was wondering when you were gonna give in. You really are one stubborn nut. Yes, I called you a stubborn nut. What about it? I know that you weren't mad at me. You just prefer being alone. And your own thoughts. Especially when something is bothering you. You're so considerate of your words and my feelings. And I love that about you. As much as it sucks for me to receive the quiet treatment, I'll always respect your space just as much as you respect mine. But you can't stay sad forever. What's that? What are you apologizing for? Ruining my holiday party? Babe, you didn't ruin my party or anything at all. You're not the one to blame here. He is. And trust me, if we weren't around my coworkers and my boss, I would have gave him a piece of my mind. Yeah, he flirts with everyone in the office. Trust me, I am not the only one. He just so happens to be really good at his job, so there's nothing we can do about that. But I told you, I will figure something out. Yes, of course, I'm really good at ignoring people. Did you forget that? I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was a little hot. The way you grabbed my hand and demanded that we leave. As much as I hate seeing you all jealous over someone like that, I also sort of kind of find the reaction a little attractive. Yeah, I know. Forget that I said that. Now, can we please eat the chocolate strawberries? I've been thinking about them all night, since the moment we stepped inside the house. Alright, let's get the box. Oh yeah, Helen made them. She's a great baker, always bearing gifts during the holidays. Let's just say, my boss is not too happy about the calories he gains from eating her sweets. Yeah, she spoils him. No wonder she's his favorite. Anyways, here, I'll feed you the first one. No, you want to feed it to me first. Okay. But only because I love you and I'm so grateful for you. You did not just say, here comes the airplane. Babe. I hate you sometimes. But it's nice to know that you're back to yourself. Cracking jokes and everything. That was supposed to ruin the moment, but it honestly made me laugh like an idiot. Yeah, here. You can have one of the pink ones. It's your turn to open up. I am not gonna say, here comes the airplane. I'm not you. Okay, ready? Here comes the... I'm just kidding. You like it? Yeah, they're delicious. I swear we're gonna eat the entire box tonight. It'll be worth it. A little sugar rush wouldn't hurt anyone. Especially because I've been thinking of a way to, you know, make up with you properly. If you get what I'm saying. You don't get what I'm saying. You're such a liar. Yes, you do. Don't lie like that. Oh, you want to share a strawberry? Ugh, that is so cliche. I love it. Let's do it. Oh, yeah. Now I see why Helen is my boss's favorite. He's always complaining about the weight gain, but honestly, I think it's worth it. I mean, at least his stomach is happy, right? Exactly. Also, it makes him a little less grumpy. He has been very chill lately. Might have to bring up the topic of Oliver with him. Maybe he'll be able to talk to him, you know, get through his thick skull a little bit. Yeah, he was staring at me. I mean, look at this dress. How can he not? Too soon? Yeah, I'm sorry. But I'm glad you like the dress. Your favorite color, of course. You know how to keep that in mind when I bought it. You always say it looks good on me. Alright, let's continue eating. Actually, maybe we should go watch Christmas movies. But before we do that, let's get a little more comfortable and change out of our clothes. Oh, you like me in the dress? Too bad, because it's suffocating me and I need to take it off. Do you want to help? Of course you can help. Would you stop trying to eat more? We need to save them. It's still so early in the night. Yeah, we were supposed to get shit-faced at the party, but things didn't go according to plan, which is fine. I am more than happy just being here with you. Just us two. To be honest, I was skeptical to go in the first place, but you know my coworkers, they were all on my ass about going. I couldn't say no. And if you weren't gonna go with me, I wasn't gonna go either, because as much as I love them, they can be a lot sometimes. Alright, so you did say you want to help me with the dress. Come this way.